This is a BTS podcast for www.abovetopsecret.com.
It's time once again for
Mondo Bizarro.
Mondo Bizarro is brought to you by the mentally challenged, the politically incorrect, and the continuing fall and decline of civilization as we know it. And now, from some hole in the ground, here's Johnny Anonymous.
And welcome, my bizarro brethren, to show number 3. Our pledge is to present you a unique view of the strange and sometimes increasingly humorous events of our big blue marble. I'm Johnny Anonymous, and I will be your bus driver as we take you to these priceless and plentiful peculiarities. All compilations you hear are confirmed to be 100% factual and true. So please remain seated as we now drive down a road called Mondo Bizarro.
Real Bizarro News.
The oldest surviving condom in the world has gone on display in an Austrian museum. The reusable condom dates back to the year 1640 and is completely intact, as is its original user's manual, written in Latin. The manual suggests that users immerse the condom in warm milk prior to its use to avoid diseases. The antique, found in Lund, Sweden, is made out of pig intestine and is one of 250 ancient objects related to sex on display at the Tyrolean County Museum in Austria. In Sydney, Australia, a 22-year-old man attempted to drive 310 miles in reverse on a remote outback highway after his transmission failed. The man was stopped by Western Australian State Police after they spotted his car roaring down the highway in reverse at about 40 miles per hour. He was en route to the state capital in Perth when his transmission failed about 300 miles away. Rather than call a mechanic, the man opted to continue driving in reverse. Police said they stopped the man, whose identity was not immediately released, outside the nearby town of Coolgardie, about 12 miles from where his backward journey began. A breath test for alcohol proved to be negative, but the man was charged with reckless driving and other traffic offenses. In Miami, Florida, a Roman Catholic priest has been arrested and another is being sought for stealing more than $8.5 million from parish collection baskets for over 40 years and spending it on real estate, gambling, trips, and meals. John Skian, age 79, was arrested at Palm Beach International Airport as he returned from Ireland and was being held on a $400,000 bond on grand theft charges. Francis Guinan, who succeeded Skian as the parish priest 3 years ago, is also currently missing. Michael Driscoll of the Florida Department of Law Enforcement said, "In Father Skian's case, we have identified a certain amount in real estate properties that he has purchased. In Father Guinan's case, we found that he has used it more in a lifestyle, such as traveling along with gambling visits to Las Vegas and to the Bahamas." A plastic surgeon who has been cheated out of money for breast augmented operations has handed over unique wanted posters to the police. They are before and after photos of his boob jobs. Dr. Michael Konick of Cologne, Germany, claims a number of women registered for the procedures under fake information and disappeared without paying. One woman, called Tanya, fled just moments after the hour-long procedure to enhance her new dual assets. "She said she wanted to go out for a breath of air, and then she just didn't come back," said Koenig. He believes all the women knew each other. "Now I am demanding money up front, if you'll pardon the pun," he added. A German newspaper published the after picture of Tanya's breast, asking, "Is this the strangest wanted poster of all time?" A newlywed elderly man has been arrested for having sex with his bride while driving away from their wedding reception. Traffic cops in Bergamo in northern Italy pulled the Fiat Punto over after watching it veer from side to side down a busy road. Inside, they found a partially naked 70-year-old man behind the wheel and his 59-year-old bride sitting next to him. The man was arrested for dangerous driving. A 72-year-old Danish prince and the husband of Queen Margrethe has upset animal rights activists by admitting he loves dogs, delicately sliced and lightly fried. Dog meat tastes like rabbit, like dried baby goat, or perhaps, I know, like veal. Like the veal of a baby suckling calf, only a bit drier, Prince Henrik of Denmark said to the Times newspaper. He developed an appetite for dog bone stew and other canine delicacies at a very early age. He grew up in Vietnam, where roast dog remains a specialty. I've got no qualms about eating dog meat, he said. These dogs are bred to be eaten, just like chickens.
Bizarro holidays.
And here are your monthly observances for the month of October. International Starman Month, Eat Better, Eat Together Month, National Cookie Month. Our weekly observances for October, The Magic of Difference Week, Nuclear Medicine Week, and the following is the most beloved observed week in October for the three amigos from ATS, because it's the Getting the World to Beat a Path to Your Door Week. Daily observances include, on the 12th, International Moment of Frustration Scream Day. Get out there and scream, people. It's also the World Egg Day, the 13th, National Peanut Festival, International Skeptics Day, and it's the Navy's birthday. Happy birthday, Navy. On the 14th, it's National Dessert Day. Take an extra helping, won't you? The 15th, it's White Cane Safety Day. Watch out for those blind people, please. The 16th, it's Dictionary Day, National Bosses Day. Give your boss a raspberry just for me, if you would, please. And I'm wondering if these two are related to one another. On the 17th, it's Wear Something Gaudy Day and World Menopause Day.
Bizarro facts.
A snail can sleep for 3 years. Tribes of long ago that wanted to get rid of their unwanted people without killing them used to burn their houses down, hence the expression to get fired. 1/4 of the world's population lives on less than $200 a year. It costs more to buy a new car today in the United States than it cost Christopher Columbus to equip and undertake 3 voyages to and from the New World. The original game of Monopoly was circular. The citrus soda 7-Up was created in the year 1929. The number 7 was selected because the original containers were 7 ounces. The word up indicated the direction of the bubbles. Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, was allergic in real life to carrots. Mosquito repellents don't repel, they hide you. The spray blocks the mosquito sensors so that they don't know where you're at. The first production line Ford cars ran on Dodge engines. In ancient Rome, it was considered a sign of leadership to be born with a crooked nose. The liquid inside young coconuts can be used as a substitute for blood plasma. As a precaution in case of a crash, Prince Charles and Prince William never travel on the same airplane. Strawberries have more vitamin C in them than oranges. Tourists visiting Iceland should know that tipping at a restaurant is considered an insult. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, but it's still against the law to pawn your dentures in Vegas.
Well, friends, that wraps up show number 3 of Mondo Bizarro. We hope you've enjoyed yourself, and we'll look forward to downloading next week's podcast. Until then, keep your eyes towards the skies, but your feet on the ground.
That's all, folks.